Amy sent in a question, and she says, I have a good command over English. I have been an English teacher, but I still have an accent, and I cherish it. I hear and feel how it turns some arrogant people off. What's this person going to tell me? I am born in America, or such. That's in quotes. So she's suggesting that that's what a person is thinking. I simply can't help feeling it, not from everybody, but from enough people to ask this question. I hope I am covering for others who have a foreign accent, are hard workers, and have a strong desire to make it in network marketing. Would it be appropriate to mention at the beginning of my call back to the prospect, if they are unclear because of my accent, they can feel free to ask me to repeat what they didn't quite understand, or would it be too much? All right. Great question, Timmy. I will indeed admit that some people are annoyed with a foreign accent, but that's something that'll stop you, all right? And so it's not worth a whole lot of worry on your part, okay? And by the way, it would be very appropriate, I feel, to make that comment. But sometimes what happens is that you get an idea in your mind, and you, in essence, you put it there, right? In other words, instead of being interested in the prospect, what you've got there is concern that the prospect is going to be annoyed with your accent, or interfered by your accent. So number one is, make sure that you're not putting that there, that you're not introducing that into the scene and it actually not being there. Okay, so that can end up being, what's that French word that's, I can't remember the word, it's like fixie adente or something like that, and it means fixed idea. It's an idea that you are stuck on and you can't get off of that. All right, so it's a French word. And so make sure, number one, that you're not doing that. Now, for those of you who listen to Professional Inviter, you've heard where I talk into a tape recorder from across the room to perfect and correct the slurring of my words, all right? And it took me a long, long time of doing that before I ever was able to come out of slurring my words. Now, I slurred my words for a particular reason. I grew up in Tennessee and just absolutely hated education and anything to do with it. And so I didn't quite know how to pronounce some words. And plus, you throw a Tennessee accent on top of it sometimes, and it's very hard to spell words. And so my writing, I would actually write, and if I didn't know if the I came before the E or the E came before the I, like if you write the word, you know, neighbor or friend or something like that, and I didn't know, so I would just write real sloppy so that you couldn't tell if I had the I before the E or the E before the I. And the same with my words. I would slur words so that I didn't know whether or not I was pronouncing them correctly or not. And so I had to get rid of this because it was something that I was fixed on. I didn't feel as though that I sounded professional, and so I needed to fix that. And so I set up a stuffed animal. It was actually a Labrador Retriever, black one, and across the table from me, and then I would communicate to that stuffed animal with a tape recorder right in front of it. I would then play the tape recorder back and listen to it. And if I couldn't understand that tape, then that meant that my prospect couldn't understand me. And so I would work on it, and I would work on it. And then I would, you know, I would pull words out of the dictionary that were hard for me to pronounce, and I would just focus on pronouncing those words, being very literal in it. Okay, just pronouncing them precisely, right? Things like that. And, you know, and it kind of snowballed. I had a few words that I would be able to pronounce, and I'd add a few more words and a few more words, and if I caught myself slurring a particular word, I would write it down, and then that night when I would go home, I would practice that particular word. I would look it up in the dictionary and find the pronunciation key and pronounce it. And so you can do the same thing with your foreign accent if you feel as though that it's really stopping you. I don't know that it necessarily is. Kim, the lady that I work with, is from Malaysia. She has an accent. And, you know, in the very beginning, when I first got around her, it was difficult for me to understand her. And I would kept saying, huh? What? Could you repeat that? I'm sorry, I didn't get it. And, you know, eventually, I don't know if my ear got better or her pronunciation got better or her accent reduced. I don't know. But, you know, we communicate great between us and everything. So if it's something you feel is stopping you, then you work to correct it. And I give you all those steps in Professional Inviter when I talk about how I did it. Right? So I hope that helps you, Timi.